So we'll start with the seven limb prayer in the white prayer book. And when Geshe-la arrives, we'll be doing the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And if you have the silver book instead of a handout, we'll be starting on page 22. That will be our first prayer. So start with the seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, I imagine this is a Buddha field and offering. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect pure Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratna Mandalaka Miryatayami. Now, if you turn to the green sheets, we'll do the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode as a Potala, O Tar, born from the green letter town, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tar, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble, transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, fear was turban lotus, homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm, austerities, patience, meditation, hearse. Homage, crown of Tata Gata, action, triumph without limit, relied on by conquerors' children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire, direction, and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Tandavas Yakshas. Homage with the tret and pace sounds, destroying post magic diagrams, earthy pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. To a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotuses, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with ritual mudra. My gray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, beyond any fire abiding, right step up and joy surround, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beat, scowling with the letter home, the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage, Jure with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five foot something shapes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindya. Homage, holding in her hand the hermit moon of Deva Lake form, with twice spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels centurions and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Raitara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, the source of spirit, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. I'll turn to the first base sheet, and let's read, accepting difficulties as a path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas through the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dhamma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And then after we do the Guru Yoga, Geshe-la stopped on page 66, and I don't know if he'll do section C in volume 1 of the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful round, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teaching. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate one. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth. Actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and firmly confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure Guru, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losangdrapa to shine forever. And if you turn to the bottom of page 26, to the 5 lines. Mi me te we te chen chen de. To the dedication, and we'll read the second stanza in the middle of the page. In all my life with the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one.
Did you already recite 21 mantras?
Yes.
Oh.
He's asking if we recited the mantra 21 times.
Oh, that mantra. I thought you meant the 21 Tara praises. No.
That's okay. We just did one.
So now next time we'll do 21.
Okay. I think maybe one is more than enough. So Class. This is the, I think, this class, I'm more than happy to teach this class, because it's Lamrim class. And also, whoever watching online, so just want to say, welcome back to Lamrim class after a holiday. So according to Lama Atisha and Lama Tsongkhapa, who wrote this book, the author of the very book that we are studying, Lamrim, said, studying Lamrim, is the taking essence, taking essence out of this precious human life. Okay, just want you to know that. Lama Atisha, then all the lineage, Lama Atisha, who's the founder of the word Lamrim, so he's the one who found this word Lamrim, stages of the path. Then between Lama Atisha, between Lama Tsongkhapa, there's many Lamrim lineage Lama is already there, so probably all of them probably saying the same word, studying Lamrim, meditating on Lamrim, thinking about Lamrim, taking essence out of this precious human life. So that's what we are doing. So because of that, I'm more than happy to teach this book than any other class. I mean, this class is trying to teach with heavy mind. And also, it will come in the Lamrim, in the letter, in the Lamrim. So also, the believer or not, so meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings is very big deal. So according to, some of the stories that have been said in the Lamrim teachings, meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching. Lama Tsongkhapa teaching the generally Kadamba master's teachings, the Kadamba teachings. Particularly Lama Tsongkhapa teachings. So these are golden rosaries. Each bead benefits. It's like the golden beads, golden mala. Kadam Leshe instruction like golden rosaries. Each bead benefits. So then each word in Lamrim books that we are reading, it benefits. So first of all, that when I read, when I explain, there's some kind of imprint. It's like living in your consciousness by hearing Lamrim. Okay. So then I also suggest Sarah, so maybe someday Lamrim reading retreat here at Kadamba Center. at least you can say, you know, you just read whole Lamrim, so maybe 3 days, you know. We all come here, we just read Lamrim, you know. So like then at least, you know, we finish reading Lamrim in this life, at least, you know, just finish. So that one way to, you know, like, as you have have imprint in your mind streams, entire Lamrim imprint, I think it's good. Sometime, somewhere, it may become handy. Okay? So now here, we finish, I say, the sections where Lama Tsongkhapa talks about finding a proper vessels. To Lamrim, this is like, you know, Lamrim is like nectars. To pour this nectar into proper vessels. So that's the one reason why, you know, especially in the Buddhism, why you don't preach. Because you request, you know, you request teachings. So that's why you don't preach, you know, so because it's, also it's very important to find the proper vessel to pour that, you know, Lamrim, okay? So we finished that. So now here, Jugdo Tumodo Chetachawas, so now at the end, so far what we cover, you know, how to listen Dharma, what kind of attitude that, you know, people should go to listen any Dharma talk, okay, any Dharma talk or any teachings, what kind of attitude people should have. Then when you explain Lamrim, what kind of attitude they should have when you giving, you know, explanation, Lamrim explanation, what kind of attitude that you, you know, should also have, not just, you know, people in the audience, you know, only has to have attitude, not for you, it's not like that, no, you have to have attitude, okay? So far that's covered. So now the end, Judo Tumodo Chitachawa, Shebata Nyembali Jume, Shebata Nyembali Jume, Shebata Nyembali Jume, Nyembali Jume, Shebata Nyembali Jume, Giva, Giva Namche, Nyaka, the Tatuk, Muni Namche, Dumbata, Gumuwa Chawas. Then in the end, what you do, if there any marriage, then you know you've been created by reading Lamrim, thinking about Lamrim, meditating on Lamrim, coming to Lamrim class, showing interest in the Lamrim, whatever merit that you and I, we all created. So that in the end, what are you trying to do? You're trying to dedicate that merit to well-being of all Mother Sentient Beings, okay? Temporary welfare and then ultimate welfare, which is, you know, enlightened beings. So, and it is a beautiful piece of, you know, information. So whole purpose of like studying Lamrim, reading Lamrim, meditating on Lamrim is to benefit other sentient beings. That's all. No more, no less. Just to benefit. You know? So Tembe Samba. Samba mind, pain is benefit, you know. The mind that benefits. Tembe Samba. That's very important, you know. This whole come down on that. You know, this whole come down on, like, mind that's willing to, you know, benefit. Mind that's willing to benefit. Tempest of pain. Pain, benefit. Samba, mind that benefit. So what kind of mind is that? There's, you know, loving kindness, compassion, and all this, you know, Tempest Samba. So that's why if we meditate, if we read, if we think about Lamrim with this kind of, you know, mind, I want to benefit, therefore I came to Kadamba Center to listen to Lamrim teachings. Point is, you know, I want to benefit myself, I want to benefit others. So so as I said, you know, last New Year Eve, you know, so voluntarily, maybe to increase this New Year, voluntarily increase. Maybe increase, you know, the mind, you know, temptation, how you say, altruistic. You know, so it's not talking about religion, it's altruistic. As long as your mind, this altruistic attitude is critical to become happier persons, no? Calm person, peaceful person, happier person. The altruistic attitude is not just important, it's very necessary. Very necessary. Okay? It's very necessary. So then there's altruistic. What does altruistic mean? Sometimes I say the word, I don't really know the meaning of altruistic. Give me good example. Give me a good example. Benefit for somebody else. Oh, that's exactly. So that's the good translations of PSM. Altruistic, okay. Altruistic, that's very good. So altruistic, you know, doesn't matter if it's big or small, but altruistic is very, very important, okay? It's very important, Pendasamba. So New Year, you know, everybody makes resolutions. Resolutions? So I think this is, you know, in this new year, I'm true, you know, like deliberately, you know, it's not like force, you know, but deliberately. So, you know, try to increase this, you know, altruistic attitude in December. So then there's more powerful. You may have no ideas, you know, how much, you know, negativity will purify because of that altruistic attitude, you know. So far more powerful than, you know, doing other practice, no? Other practice, okay? So, this is like, how is it? Altruistic attitude is like powerful medicines. Medicines, you know, medicine without side effects. Medicines is capable to eliminate 100 different diseases simultaneously. That's what it is, oh? Altruistic attitude. So, then, you know, that's the key, you know. So when you give talk, when you give something, try to give out of altruistic attitude. Whether there's teachings, material things, you know. So that's, I think, Pendasamba. That's very, very important, okay? So that's why here, you know. So in the end, what do? You go to teaching, you teach, you go to teaching. In the end, whether you are a listener or you are, you know, somebody who's giving teachings, in the end, is there any marriage that's been created? What you do? You dedicate that. You dedicate that for temporary benefit for, you know, sentient beings and ultimate benefit for sentient beings. Okay? Not just to say the word, no, not just say that. When you say and you really mean that from your heart, something like that, okay? Teta de tsuji de chue shi di nina, tu re zam la hang, chi ge sung de pyo nam jo me sawa jung las. With this kind of attitude, if you explain even just one word, you just listen one word, then there will be significant benefit, okay? Chue Nyeshi nedu mason wala, chu nyeshi nedu mason wala, tene chu da, chu maala, makubala sobe leji jiba nga saba tamche tajinsa. Sadu soba nanja tocheba tamche. Karma that's been created, negative karma that's been created will purify. The karma that's, no, karma that's been creating now will be, how you say, stopped. Chepanda nyembe tsul nedu suwe shepe damga ki changs yula pentoba yuwa signi so. So these are the kind of benefits, you know, mainly in the mind, you know, seeing those benefits. So then, seeing those benefits. Chinna tamba ngama tamje tela nenden zeji chepado damga di lama kumanam nenden shindo chepan zedos. Generally speaking, every teachings, you know, that kind of attitude that people, everybody should have, you know, generally speaking, especially the many, many masters said, particularly when it's come down to Lamrim, the stages of the path, it helped to, it's the instructions that taught to us by Lama Tsongkhapa to develop our mind, So that so many previous masters really emphasize on that. Tamba Komandam, Nendeshin, the Chava Zedos, so much emphasis has been put in there, okay? All these previous masters. Tenin Damba Chembo, then Damba Chembo, and the Dila Nyeba, Manichi, Lona, Majuve, Chu, Savla, Jachava, Chisam Sheja, Hadjudu Pops, no? Therefore, Junior Chu, Tini, Nimo, the chosen dog, Chema, Namos. Not understanding Lamrim properly, not understanding Lamrim. So then, doing this highly level practices, doing here, somewhere there. Damba chumbun and dila nyeba manyeji lo na majuweji. Chur sabla jachewa. Level as a very highly regarded practice, profound, sophisticated, whatever it's called, But yeah, how do you do for the junior? How do you do for best examples? How do you do for because this highly regarded practice? Generally speaking, those practices are powerful practice. No question about that. There's no question about that. But the practice itself is considered as a Mayana practice, but that's not good enough. The person has to be Mayana practitioners. Okay? So the practice, the outfit that is like the most famous American football team's outfit, what do you call it?
Uniform.
But wearing that uniform doesn't make you one of the best players, right? So you have to become that like. So that's that's what it means. So now let's make it more clear. Wearing the uniform of one of the best team in America doesn't make you one of the best players. But you are wearing the uniform that that's highest level. So similar here. Anyway, so uniform holds certain reputations, the teachings, those highly regarded teachings, very profound, sophisticated, powerful, shortcut, whatever you call the level, on. So then, but not knowing Lamrim, so then, it's like, generally speaking, angels, they are for benefit. If angels become devil, this sounds kind of strange, isn't it? Sadhujupa, there's an example, Sadhujupa. Sad means, celestial beings. Dhujupa means celestial beings, generally speaking, to protect people. If that celestial being become devils, so that's not good. So that means like this sophisticated, highly regarded practice supposed to help, but for you it's become like devil. Understand? But not knowing Lamrim. Okay, not knowing Lamrim. So that's why they talk about foundations. Okay. Don't build the house. Sophisticated house, powerful, profound. Make sure there's foundations. If there's no foundations, then you are building a castle. No foundations, then there's no good. So that means become good Lamrim practitioner, okay? Lamrim practitioners, okay? So then Dharma doesn't really become Dharma, it becomes like distractions, it's supposed to help your mind. So then like that becomes poisoning your mind, then there's no good, okay? So now here, somebody out there hoping, oh, this the new year, the new year, so some kind of commitment that you voluntarily make for New Year's. Then the first day in January, the first day in the January, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So then whole year, commitment of whole year is gone. Right? But the first day, something happens that then you say, okay, maybe tomorrow. So that now, whole year, there are commitment. That's not. So anyway, if you are very careful in the first day of New Year, in January, so then you can still hope, or maybe this till 1 to 15, you can hope, it will go exactly the way I plan. You can hope. But the first day, if you miss something, so then that hope is. So then, it's like here that, that's the Tibetan lunar calendar, first day of Tibetan lunar calendar, Tsechik. Chunga is the full moon. So you're hoping, this from new moon to full moon, you have some plans so to do something, So then the first one that you kind of missed, so then, there you can then this, between that, that's very important in the beginning. So then what it means, first refers to the foundations. Full refers to this profound practice, okay? So, and that Lama Tsongkhapa is requesting us, so whenever you teach, whenever you go to listen Dharma talks, it's very important to have this kind of attitude. Okay? So Lama Tsongkhapa said, that's enough, because if I say so much, then I think the book is going to be too big. So then Lama Tsongkhapa stop here. Okay. So then somewhere else then Lama Tsongkhapa talks about that. So now this actual Lamrim. Actual Lamrim. Now we are in the section of actual Lamrim. Dambang which is Lama Shana. Dambang is actual Lamrim, actual instructions how to lead somebody all the way to enlightenment. That's a section, okay? So far what we cover, traditionally we are supposed to review, okay, maybe at least three times. That's how the Lamrim teaching has been given. And traditionally review three times. And you go home, then you meditate, not just, read. You meditate, then when you come to class, then the person who is teaching Lama is supposed to review a list of about three times, to review, to make sure everybody's, has remembered that. So anyway, so far, importance of attitude, how to listen, how to teach, and how you view Lamrim, so this is attitude and benefit of teaching, benefit of listening Dharma, so then how to listen when you are in the class, how to listen, make sure that your body is here, your mind is somewhere in the whole food looking for chocolate chip. Not too late, but still till you have time. So, but what time they close?
Probably 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yeah. So, there's something like that. Your body is here, then look, going through that, the aisles of the fresh chocolate chip cookies, one in there. So, then listening with negative mind. So that's also not good. So especially when you listen Lamrim teaching, so we must listen with happy mind. Okay, happy mind. So that's so far what we cover. So the important is that we learn knowledge is very very critical. When it comes to Lamrim. is like the lights, you know, that display the darkness been there like thousand years, and then one moment of light will able to display there's, you know, thousands the darkness will be there many thousand years, but you know there's the one moment of light that can display. Similarly, the knowledge of Lamrim is like that, so that darkness is much more deeper than, you know, darkness in the room. So that's so far what we cover. So I think it's good to, you know, hear, you know, so maybe some way to summarize when you have discussions. So, see, you know, just to summarize how the importance of, you know, what we so far, what we cover, how to listen, what kind of attitude. So, so the important thing to remember them, you know, remember them, the thinking about them again, that's how, you know, that's quite important. That's also like review meditations, thinking about again. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be like brown bear catching mice. Catching mice? Or what is it called?
Marmots.
Brown bear catching marmots. So now, actual, you know, here, this is actual. Dhamma instructions, actual instructions. Loma. Learn. Loma means, you know, somebody who's learning. That includes all of us, you know, learning. Loma. Siddhartha Rinpoche, how to lead that that individual, you know, into the Lamrim path, okay? Shiva Dhamma Guru Loma Chidata Rinpoche Rani Lam Jitawa Shinjit Bitsu Teni Lo Chidata Rinpoche Lam Jitawa root of the path how to Lam Jitawa Lam Jitawa root of the path Shinji Tembitsu Shinji no literally means friends virtuous friends Shinji means friends Lam Jitawa root of the path Lam Jitawa how to tame the mind. Okay, so there's many how is it, topic, subtopic. They divided the way the pretty much same. You know, every book that's been taught in Tibetan is pretty much same, divided into topic, subtopic. Because when you meditate, it helps. Otherwise, you know. As a, it's kind of like Tibetan version of PowerPoint presentation. Tibetan version. Probably for you, probably it's more complicated. But for me, the PowerPoint is 100 times complicated than this one. So we had meetings in the Boston Kurukula Center. Then me and this one other, this Gishi took on me, then there's another Gishi from Germany, so then there's, you know, some of the Western scholars from the FMT centers. So I'm kind of, my role is kind of a translator to help two Gishis, the Gishi Tsuka and other Gishi, to help them to understand the PowerPoint presentations they are showing about the universal educations. The person who is supposed to help to explain to them, completely got lost. So I couldn't even understand one thing. You know, so they're all kind of drawing, they're showing. So I couldn't understand. So maybe it seems like this is like Tibetan version of PowerPoint. So the very purpose, you know, if you're wondering why, you know, this, like, why they don't just explain, why they go this topic, that topic, then that topic, number one, number two, because this is all designed to do meditations, okay, meditations, physical meditations. Then, maybe you can summarize. You know, you can summarize. So I think as long as without losing the point, summarize. When you spend when you meditate. Oh, that's how many you have to choose the show. That didn't want them was. So, someday changes according to the sutra. You know, someday changes. I've been saying this in the Sunday class. Someday concentrations, someday chi shi, shi, peaceful mind. Concentration produce peaceful mind. That's why you concentrate, that's why we meditate, okay? Someday chi shi. Law is tol, law, wisdom. Tol means liberate. Wisdom liberates. So when you think about wisdoms, the wisdom listening, wisdom is generated by listening something, right? Or reading something. In this case, no. Now you can probably include reading too. You know, reading or wisdom. Or the, actually, understanding produce the wisdom. Understanding by reading, by listening, that one wisdom. You know, then wisdom by thinking. You know, that wisdom. Samjukisharam. Then wisdom by gomjung sharab, wisdom by you know, thinking deeper, not just thinking, think deeper. So that's you know, mainly, generally speaking, produced by some level of concentrations produced by that wisdom. So wisdom liberates. You know. So Shakyamuni Buddha didn't say faith liberates. Okay, chanting liberates. What Buddha said wisdom liberates. No, so now, so that from you, when you look at from that point of view, so now the teachers play quite important roles. No, so teachers, so anything that you know here, you know, any modern things, that's why people take class. No, even there's class how to use iPad. So that you are taking that class, then you gain wisdom. So then you learn, you know. Like that, the wisdom. Oh, so I'm trying to look at the importance of, you know, why the teacher is the root of path. I'm trying to look at from the different angles, the wisdom point of view. Wisdom, you know. So that clearly shows the teacher has to be capable. You know, so if you don't understand, you cannot explain. So, so first you have to learn. So that, you know, then you can explain. So then that's why root of the path. That's why root of the path. So to try to understand how to link that root of the path. So because of this word root of the path, so that's why this whatever you call this, like teacher and student relationship, guru devotion, whatever you call, in monastery. The people there take this very seriously. I haven't spoke about guru devotions since I came here 15 years ago. I never talk. I never talk because it's complicated, not easy to understand, complicated. So if you want to understand, you read Lamrim. The Lama Tsongkhapa gave detailed explanations. There's a number of books you read. So there's something that you know, you have to understand, okay? Understand means the root of the path. That's the more important root of the path. How? You know, so that part. So because of that, you know, people take this very seriously because of that, you know, because of that. So, because of that, no preaching, no preaching. You have to request three times. You have to request, no? So, person is looking whether you are a proper vessel or not. have to discuss three times. No preaching, that's why. Because it's quite important, you know, quite important. Then what is Rinpoche? Then the medulla, lo medulla, you need magic, java, the chin magic, diva inchi, the letter, you need a tamba, tambe, she, in the tomate, besu, kinshi, this. So now here, this is not just knowledge, you know, it is knowledge, but it's different kind of knowledge that we are talking about here. No, this knowledge is not, you know, as different, not different kinds of knowledge. So here, that, you know, lo medula, Indian magic, here, the qualities is not how to use this watch, how to turn on the computer, is not like that. These qualities, you know, is talking about mainly to mind, in the mind. La medulla, you know, within the mind stream, the quality, there's all the mental development, okay? Such as, you know, like, why compassion, why you should love someone, you know, why you should care about somebody, why, you know, so that you train your mind, you read, you learn, you think about that, so then you develop, you know, compassion, the base on profound reason, then rather than, you know, just somebody say so, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's why this is important. Chanju sembe deni lechen donna chanju sembe choba tamje topje yozu zoba da tejin de parlo chimba da sada soba da tengne de ngon ba chiba sun da poba da ngwa da nana da sanji chu tamje topje yozu zoba ne lama la da les. So then there is, you know, donna in the summary. How's everybody doing? Any heads falling down?
No.
here, you know, we are all learning, you know. So you heard about this word Lamrim from His Holiness Dalai Lama for many times. Lamrim. So now actually we are learning, we are studying Lamrim. So there's also, you know, then you will know, you know, what's in the Lamrim. So I think at least it's good to read Lamrim together. Chanju Sembe Choba Tamji, all the Buddhist our deeds. All the Buddhist law deeds, Tojin. Then all the perfections, you know, the grounds and the path, being perfect in the patience, and being perfect in the concentrations. Then, you know, this Ngombarsheva means clear voice, Ngombarsheva, Sung da Poba da Sung. There's, you know, like some people, you know, when they just read whatever they read, they never forget. They remember them long time. But that's kind of has a talent that people develop, you know, to the number of mantra they recite, you know. So then they some people they can read so fast, you know, like even Tibetan, you know, like, you know, some people they can read so fast without meaning even one word, they can read so fast. Then they, so there are certain things like that. That's all like developed within, you know, the result of mental development. Okay, Gombashiva, Sunda Povata, Muwata, dedication, prayers, and everything that's achievable. You know, achievable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spiritual attainments is they're saying, Lama Tsongkhapa saying, depend on Lama. Develop Lama Lualis. Therefore, the Lama become root of those all these qualities. Root, Lama Lechu. This comes from Lamas. Then, but here, you know, between me and you, we don't have that relationship. You remember? Huh? I said like many times. Papa said more than 1,000 times, you know. So not because I think you are not qualified for studying Lamrim, you know. So we should not get into something that we don't understand. We should not get into something that we don't understand. You just heard about. Do you really know importance of, you know, lamas? Do you really know? Even for me, it's, you know, sometimes quite difficult, you know, being a monk, like almost like 4 decades, not easy. So So that's why we are not going to get into something that is profound, but a lot of benefit, you know. So, and you can read Lam Rim. So I'm not discouraging you. Okay, I'm not discouraging you. You know, I encourage you to read Lam Rim, study Lam Rim. So there's something that, you know, that you have to understand from your side. You have to understand importance, why it's important. You know? And also, I don't know, so we are Dhamma friend. You know, I'm here, I'm just sharing my knowledge, you know, so then you are sharing, you are helping me to learn English, you know, so, and also, we are, you know, helping each other. So, so this is, you know, so read Lam Rim, and, you know, then, why it's called Root of the Path? Okay, why it's called Root of the Path? Lama Chunche. Lama Chene Tangche, Chene Tangche, Chinche the Juche, Chene Tangche, Lama Leche, Lame Che, Lame Pel, Lama Te. So, you know, knowledge that increase, that develop, that all, you know, this Lama, Lame, you know, because Lama you develop, you generate, and because of Lamas, the kindness of the Lamas, then you know, your knowledge increase. Lama Leche. Lama Ju Churuba. Tagos, the Lama becomes the primary cause for your internal development, okay? That's not me saying, that Lama Tsongkhapa said, that Lama Atisha said. There's something in there to give some thought. It's good to read, okay? That's now one of the Kadamba masters. Namdo Dubala, Lama Le Kechava Medes. In order to achieve liberations, Lama plays very important roles. Without Lama, you cannot reach liberations. So why? Now question is why? It comes down to knowledge, right? It comes down to wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. So wisdom, so it means understanding Lam Rim. Lam Rim, so that wisdom. You will gain that wisdom from somebody, you know, who explains you. So, you know, like how is so now this is something good to discuss, have discussions. So then, other hand, it says even though it takes 12 years to investigate somebody before you accept him or her, your teacher, investigate that person, even though it takes 12 years, that's fine. We already have permissions, you know, so that's not a bad thing to do. So here, without doubt, can say very proudly or clearly wisdom. No wisdom, no liberation. That's been said. That's very clear. So now, if you want to achieve liberation in this life, so that needs to pay more attention here. Anyway, please read. If you have questions, put it here. More than happy to explain. That's all I can say, okay? Poderation. Namru Dubal Lama Kesha Mede. Tsidi Chawap Tene Chebe Chobang Kelop Meba. Kelop Meba. Tsidi Chawap Tene Chobang Kelop Meba. Mimuna Nyesuni Omataba. Choma Nyue Sar. Saying, Lama Tsongkhapa saying, even though certain things that we can learn by looking. So looking, you know, even I'm making a torma. So needs teachers, right? Yeah, so anything like everything that, you know, we need somebody to teach us. You know, that's why the schools are there. That's why you send your kids to school. They go to college. You know, that's why, you know, they, it's all about learning. It's about learning. It's all about solutions. So, so if that's the case, you know, then here, this is much more deeper than those other knowledge. You know, it's much deeper than how to use, learn how to use iPad. So, So now if you go to Kesu Rinpoche with iPad and ask him how to use iPad, so then probably you're asking the wrong questions. Well, Kesu Rinpoche cannot teach how to use iPad. So, you know, and so because of that, you know, so then somebody has to know how to use. So similarly, if you go to the question with the Kesu Rinpoche with the Lamrim questions, the more likely you get benefit. So when you talk about becoming Bodhisattva, becoming liberated, becoming enlightened, so then, you know, so you go to somebody who knows those paths, how to know, not just knows, you know, have the best is have some experience. So then that leads back to the qualities of, you know, qualifying Dharma teachers. There's 10 qualities of the teachers. There's also qualifications of the students, qualification of the masters. So you read those qualifications, that's how you investigate, rather than, you know, so you have to have something to base on your investigations. There's qualities of lamas, the quality of loma means listener, lama means the who teach. There's qualities, there's been, in the Vinayaka Sutra, there's, you know, 10 of them. 10 out of them, you know, the more important is the compassion, you know, okay, compassion. So make sure that person is very compassionate. Oh, yeah. So now they're just coming here a little bit. So, you know, sometimes all the people here worry because there's a reason why people get worried, because there are so many things happened here in this country, what you call cult. Here, qualify Lamrim teachers, you know. First of all, their mind is well tamed. That means there's no disease in the mind. No, so, disease has been pretty much cured or maybe pretty much fully under the control. So that's the reason why people, you know, like kind of like when they see a Guru devotions, that's unfortunate because this important piece of, you know, this is important because why is important? Because it's been said in Lamrim teaching, this is the root of the path. Without root, nothing can grow. It's the root of the path. So, I think that the reason I'm, you know, saying this is not to give a little more thought, give more, you know, maybe read and think about it and then discuss, okay? That's what I told you. So therefore, in the monastery, you know, like there are many, many great teachers in the monastery. Do all of them my teachers? No. Doesn't mean they don't qualify to teach. They are all qualified to teach. But when you choose, you are very careful. You don't just go, you know, like whoever give you teaching, you just go. You don't just go there, you know, because there's teaching. So you, because it is as a having many teachers, not problems, you know, but not understanding importance of that. And then acting like, you know, like if you throw a piece of meat in front of the dog without thinking, dog would just grab, you know, without thinking, just grab, Just if you do that, you know, with teacher and student relationship, that's no good. It's no good, you know. It's no good. So then that's our monastery, you know. So if the and sometimes it becomes kind of like not here much, you know. So in Singapore, so the center invites, you know, some important lamas. The residents usually don't go to teachings. Then people say, "Oh, why he's not going to the teaching?" So because, you know, we don't just go, you know. We choose our teacher very carefully, you know. So we don't just go, you know. So it's kind of rude, you know, if you just go there, you know, you just go like nobody does in the monastery. Just go there to listen, you know. So anyway, so that doesn't mean that person not qualified, but, you know, you don't just go. So I think here, I think, what do you think, it's okay. Huh? Because, you know, here there's a lot of talk. People go, all kind of talks. Not necessarily you are thinking the person is your teacher. So then His Holiness also gives some advice that, okay, this question has been raised to His Holiness many times. His Holiness said, go there. Do anybody remember what His Holiness said? You can go, you know, like without thinking that person as your teacher. You can go, just listen. But initiation, no, you cannot do that. So good to know initiations. So somehow, you know, and people go there, you know, people when they say that initiation, people go there, you know, so that they receive. So then later on they find out there's tons of practice of commitment to keep, so they come to me, so there's nothing I can do. So commitment is commitment, you know. So anyway, so that the Vajrayana teachings, you know, we need to be careful, you know. So there's no, there's the way the teaching's been designed, you know, designed. So that means people who already know Lamrim, they are familiar with Lamrim. These, you know, generally speaking, then you go to receive initiation. Not, you know, without that, you know, you don't go to initiation. You know. So that means, you know, this, there's no choice. When you go there, that person, if you receive initiations, then that person is your Vajra master. There's no, you can't just go, just, you know, check. How you say here? Check it out. Check it out. Yeah, you can check it out. You can go online. Okay. But also, on the other hand, receiving initiations doesn't mean, you know, you are there. Doesn't mean you receive the initiation. That's also, you know, kind of complicated. So you don't need to worry. Maybe, you know, you may not receive the initiation. So anyway, so what I want you to know is, in the Vajrayana teaching, there's no options. We have to be careful. You know, once you go to the initiations, when you there, you are committing that person is your Vajra master. That's much more complicated than guru devotions. Okay, much more complicated. So that's why, you know, so make sure before you get into something, important things is to, we need wisdom. We need to learn Lamrim. You know, we study Lamrim. So here, books all there, discuss, you know, that you can still learn. But choosing somebody, you know, somebody as you are, you know, like the root of the path, that is, you know, important. So you have to, even though it takes 20 years, so that clearly says no need to rush. 20 years, that's quite a long time. So there, who said? Buddha said, Chaitanya Buddha said, no need to rush. So there's another reason, you know, so inviting Kesar Rinpoche here at the Kadampa Center. Kadampa Center here. So then receiving teaching from Kesar Rinpoche, then I'm also sitting here, then we are all students. So now, there's a risk. We may get stuck because now I say too much. Because we are going down. That is. So anyway, so now she needed to do death note 6, the topic, how to rely on the spiritual masters. Then they give it the qualification of the masters, lamas, the qualification of the, how they translate, listener, loma, students, okay? Teachers, how that students, you know, related to the teachers, or they may pay benefit of doing that properly, disadvantage not doing that properly. So if you don't have one, you don't have both. You don't have benefit, you don't have, how is that? You don't have benefits, how to do that properly, you don't get that. Not just that, you don't also get other things, right? How is it? False, not doing it properly, you know, you don't have. You can be like that 12 years, even though it takes 12 years, that's fine. You know? Right now, you just read the Tathagata Tendo summary. Pambuli, the Chi Sura Gundra, the Cheva, the Teba Suzu, on the Cheva, Mambu, Shiksunjans. And also, same time, don't think that every person in the monastery knows this very well. When I became monks when I was 7, you know, I have no clue. Because I have no clue. I've never read Lamrim, so I've never heard about Lamrim since I was probably 16. But being in the monastery, I never heard about Lamrim, you know. So, and what I do know about my teacher is if I don't behave, so then he's going to, you know, give me some gift. he's going to punish me. That's all I know. I don't know about 10 qualities, this and that. No, I do love my teacher because he takes care of me. He feeds me, so he educates me. So, and always, you know, like, yeah, so, so this is like the person who understands this part of the teachings is Milarepa. Milarepa perfectly understands the importance of Lama. Milarepa understands that very well. So, because of that, Milarepa, you know, obtain enlightenment in this life, bade that life, Milarepa, you know, obtain enlightenment. So, with that kind of, you know, perfect, not perfect, let's say, so, like Milarepa, and when that person like that, when that person that met the qualified teachers, then there's chance to could reach enlightenment within this life, you know, that kind of, you know, so that's rare. So, Milarepa, and also there's called Bodhisattva Chöpa, you know, that's another one, so you can read about them. So, those are Mambuji Sunja, this Chibu Sunja Lam, Nimji Tinya, Sanja Lam, Tabat Chimbala Chibu, Givishi, Tabarinosa. So there's many we talk about, you know, the teachers, and here we are talking about Lamrim teachers. This Chibu Sunja Lam, Chibu Sunja Lamla, Rimji Tinya, Sanja Lam, Teba Chimbola TV Givishin is to buy no shit. Then do they genes senior towards you and so now there's qualifications. There's 10 qualifications, you know, okay, 10 qualifications. Then Dodijin there's a text that's composed by Maitreya Buddha, Dodijin, okay. Shinji Tua Shiva Nyeshi was Yunde Lava Junji Lungishu Tiny Rabu Toba Market Seve Dani Choba Pangla Tush Shi Shini Chu Chuda Demba Shila Lome Tenko Basum Sos. And this is Maitreya Buddha said. Maitreya Buddha said also in the Vinayaka Sutra. So the person who possess these 10 qualifications. So that type of person, then you can, you know, rely on him or her who possess this 10 quality, then you can rely or accept that person as your teachers, okay? That's what it means, investigate. You know, what you are investigating whether that person possess this, you know, 10 quality or not. So now, especially in degeneration time, it's quite difficult to find somebody who possess all of them. Quite difficult to find, you know? but as I said, as I mentioned, you know, you may see in the Lamrim or some other teachings, among those, you know, the compassion, that's the critical one, okay? Compassion. So that's the kind of the person that we should rely on, you know, who has who possess ten qualities. This is very important. Again, Lamatama says, Rang Matua, true means without taming yourself, without taming yourself, you can't tame. You can't tame others. So that's clear, because this is like emphasizing. Rang Matua, Shentua, name of Sumbiji, Shentua, Lamati, from our language, it was Christmas. So this is how all the problems that occur here in the West, you know, especially in America, other part of the world, everywhere, not just America, everywhere. Okay, what went wrong? Because this is what is lacking. Without taming your mind, you can't tame other person's name. Sungpe, shen to your lama tes. Lama who want to help somebody to train their mind. So then first, you know, you have to train your mind to name lama tes. Pia Rama is in name, maybe she seemed to be a lama, some language to watch goes. Or not, she does to watch Krishna. Or if that's the case, now somebody raising a question. Or if that's the case, how you train your mind? Or not, she does to watch Krishna. How well that person's mind needs to be trained? No? Kang Junjugi Duba Chene, Tobe Yunde, Kang Junjugi Duba Chene, Tobe Yunde, doing all kinds of things, and maybe that. Kang Junju, that's all kinds of practice that not really have no origin, you know, just Somebody did that. Doing some practice, but it doesn't have origin. So that's another reason I've been saying in the Sunday class that we follow the instructions which has origin, which has history, been taught, been tested, produce great results. So that's the kind of teachings we follow more likely will produce some result. What do you call new age thing? I'm not criticizing. But what do you call new age? Then somebody just made it up. Pretty much somebody just made it up. that's probably good thing. So color, all this, you know, like 60s, those venerable hippies brought Buddha Dharma into the, you know, West. I met a couple of them. Yeah, they are original, you know, met in California, in San Francisco. So met, you know, they are still Buddhists, you know, there. So, and they also brought, you know, like all kind of things too. Right? They brought all kind of things. They all kind of practice. They are discovered all kind of practice in India, Asia, you know, people drum and all like, you know, all kind of things they discover. So that's, then from there are so many things that happens here. Kang Junju ki Duba Chene, Tobe Yunze to Ming Taba Re, Jula Yuebe Si, Mipen Besa. Devetem Pa Chita Tumbe, Ju Tuwa Chi Kresus. So now this is important. What do you mean like you can train other people before training yourself? What do you mean by that? Somebody asks. So they say, okay, now that means train your mind. No, train your mind. What it means? It doesn't mean that you are doing some kind of practice, and you know, then you claim that you have this kind of, you know, qualities. So that's not what I mean. You know, train your mind. So taming mind, you know, has to the technique that you use to train your mind. The technique needs to be correspond with Buddha's teachings, you know, Then is labor of jisum, three practices. Labor of jisum, sumdu nyeba, nyebe tuwala, soba, sumsus. How? Practice of ethic, Srimji Lava, Perfect Ethics. So because of that, something went wrong there. So because of all this problem occur, the lack of that. It's not just, you know, doing something, then claiming, okay, I have that. That's not good enough. The taming mind means, you know, that instructions that you're using, train your mind, that instruction has to correspond with the Buddha's teachings. In, that includes Lamrim too. So now the summary here, Labasrum, three practices. Tudimji Lava, practice of moralities. Tingitji Lava, practice of concentrations. The Sharagul Lava, practice of, you know, wisdom. These are three things. Then the Lava Rumbaji Sundu Nyebe, Tuala Soba, Sum Sum Sos. That's why Buddha taught this three training or three practice. Tela Tuani, Tudimji Lava this. So now the first qualities, among those 10 qualities, first quality is ethic. Something above ethic does not qualify to become qualified Lamrim teachers. Something above ethics is out of Guru devotion, something above ethics, because that's first qualities, first one, ethic. The two are the two, Shinyi Tua. Okay, that's important. First one is ethic. So then, according to Lamrim, whatever happened, unfortunately, happened in this year, here, happened there, in Tibet, also in Tibet, whatever happens, according to Lamrim, these are not teachers. These are not the qualified Dharma teachers. Because what? That's because the first qualification is not there. So that's why. That's how you investigate, okay? There are two other students in Lava, Susu Thabaji, Tatu, Debe, Dawa, Inje, Senda, Senda, Kane, Kawala, Tumbe, Senu, Yabai, Sadni, Susu Tadi, Shibatani. So then quoting like Padmamoksha Sutras, Lamasa was quoting Padmamoksha about the first qualification, ethics. Tadu bebe dawa ije, semda kale kawala tumbe senu jabai sabni suzu tadin. Please first let me read this, okay? Shepard, shedanje. Lungu namje reje, duja matu payi sadin ije. Dujan Mahato by Sadi Inche, Sadi Shesung Mataje. Tamugu Dujung Kinji, Sab Sambu Tua Taje. Ombo Lope Yuji Jesu Tawa. Ombo Lope Yuji Jesu Tawa. Tamugu Tabu Chawa Mayimbala Juna Sachu Jesu. So this is stanza, it's quite difficult to understand this stanza. Deva to me, chawar, yebe, chola, juba, chebe, sudum la labe, simchita, towa chawos. Here the mind is like horses. Horse. Okay, mind is like horse. So then what do you call this? So you put something, the,
huh? It's translated in here.
Oh, translated? Is it well translated? So then. Ale. So you, when you read, you understand? Oh, then that's good. Then I don't need to explain. So, yeah. So now the second qualification. Second point. So this, here, like when you say ethics, they're like, ethics, they're related to the speech, word. How is it? Speech. Ethics, they're related to the physical action. Ethics, they're related to the thought. According to Buddhism, you know, that's, when you, in Buddhism, when you say ethics, that you are talking about, you know, ethic of word, physical movement, and in your mind, that's ethics. What is the definition from in like America point of view? What is the definition of ethics? Or maybe there's not one.
No, it's general. I can look up the exact definition. Usually
has
to do with action.
Action.
Like right action.
Yeah.
Moral principles that govern a person's or group's behavior.
So moral principles. Gunduju, that's the primary cause for this perfect human life, ethics. Okay, Gunduju, Sujim. Sujim said, so then I think His Holiness also wrote books, Ethics for New Millennium. So that's also good to read. No? So doesn't have to be a religious person. His Holiness says, ethic beyond religion. So that means everybody can practice. You don't have to be a religious person. You know, you can practice ethics. Actually, it's not like voluntary basis discipline. No, voluntary based discipline. No, discipline voluntarily. You do that voluntary based discipline. Sujim Leshen means the primary cause for perfect human life. You know, that's ethics. Okay, ethics. There's a first qualification. How's everybody doing?
Well.
Huh? Doing good? Not heads falling down? Okay. So now there's only a couple more minutes. So now, you know, how you investigate him or her before you accept as your teachers? Ethics. That's the first one. Ethics. Or something above ethics. Talks above ethics. Above ethics. Doesn't qualify. You know, even don't bother to look at that person accepting. You know, isn't that, doesn't mean criticize. You know, doesn't mean look down. No, as a Buddhist, no, so you don't look down anybody else. You don't look down. No, you try not to look down for any living beings, you know, even though somebody who's not being ethical, or you just, you know, develop compassion, okay? So that's the core, I think, the teaching of the Buddha Dharma, not to judge, okay? So their problem, our problem, everybody has problems, different kind of problems, you know, so we all need help. So we, you know, pray for each other, you know, to reach enlightenment. You know? So that's what we do. So we don't judge, you know. So everybody has problems. We are going to have problems till we reach enlightenment, according to Lamrim. So, you know, some kind of problem. So it is. So then she was, you know, Nyawar she was same lesson with Shinela. Then Yanda Betuna Suzuki Bisharaj Labacha was. The second one is concentration. Concentrations. Nyawashi was Shinela. And here it says come abiding. Samadhi or come abiding. Nyawashi similar Shinela to Yanta Bhutanus to be sure of a chip or watch it. So then, you know, some kind of wisdoms that you gain, you know, gain like out of this, you know, strong concentration, out of, you know, what we call here, people, there's a special insight, vipassana. So that's also probably something that probably needs to understand a little bit, because here is a vipassana retreat. Actually, vipassana is called phak tong, seeing something extra. So after, you know, that gaining this deep concentration, Samadhi, you know, looking at things and really deep, you know, so then you gain some kind of extra wisdom, that's called Lakton, that's called Vipassana. The definition of Vipassana is that. So then, based on that, so then Vipassana retreat. So I'm not sure, like, so when they said the Vipassana, doing Vipassana retreat, so what kind of retreat they do, I'm not sure. So Vipassana actually, like, is a form of wisdom, this particular wisdom they produced by, you know, Kama abiding, that's called Vipassana. In Tibetan the word is called Lakton. So Lakton retreat is quite, you know, like, even like Kama abiding retreat, that kind of sounds kind of scary, you know. not able to focus 1 second. So then the thinking to, you know, participate in Kama abiding retreat, that's kind of scary. So then when you hear like Vipassana retreat, then you ask, what is that? That's Lakton. That's even more, you know, even more advanced than Kama abiding Vipassana, Lakton. So, that's not just enough, you know, so that's having Kama abiding, ethics, special wisdom, the quality doesn't stop, qualification doesn't stop there, that's just first three. And also needs, these are mental qualities, like inner quality, but also the top of that, person also need knowledge, otherwise they cannot teach. The person has to have knowledge, okay? Okay, now fourth. Number four is knowledge. Knowledge, okay. You know, in monastery, you know, like not all the monks, they study. Some monks, you know, they kind of, you know, like lose interest, or, you know, like there's so many things, then some of the monks, you know, so they appear as not very smart or scholar, but, you know, their mind is very calm, peaceful, they are really humble, but, you know, when it comes down on guru, but that's not good enough. You have to understand, you have to have knowledge in order to teach somebody. So otherwise, there are, you know, many monks also in monastery. Probably, you know, like, they are very humble, and but, you know, when it comes down to knowledge, you know, it appears in that way, not know much about, you know, the teachings. It appears in that way, so I'm not sure. Lungi in that time, then go lungi chuk chabani, the nursing last of a mountain about the bows, lungi chuks need to be rich by knowledge. Gishitne beshani, tejinji lama chawa shebana, cham leba, kowa cheba, lab lemba na temba, tamma kambene ta, teka, tundu kandita bashi kwa suru, tenye toba ni, shere laba temba, shere dame, so now, tejinji lama chawa shebana, chamlebala, kowachela, laudu lembala, tembe, tamala, kangpeda, tega, tundu, kangju, tumbashi, gusunzuri. Tini tobane, shedabji, laba, chabarji, chue damiba, tobaham, yana tekona, jimundu, jiba, soosunzi, tembe, lungi, to, lungriki, tobe, chanjongosu. Tene, seni, tsunji, lungi, chuchi, ta, tini rabu, tobas. So now, understanding of the ultimate truth, which, you know, refers to the selflessness. So therefore, I said, in this degeneration time, it's quite rare to find somebody who possesses all of them, 10 of them. It's quite difficult. It is possible, but it's not easy. So the version, yeah, that is Shasha. So maybe we'll stop here. So seeing emptiness, we'll just stop here. Okay. No. So then we all go home with nothingness. Oh yeah. So and please rejoice. No, this class. No, I said many times. So everybody here, we are none of us from the Lama Atisha point of view, Lama Tsongkha point of view, none of us here. So for sure, not wasting time. That at least that can be guaranteed. No, according to Lama Atisha. No, hearing Lamdim, even just one word. Okay, so. So then from next and next Wednesday, probably I will or maybe two venerable nuns maybe can put into maybe like this 10 qualifications in just in line. Yeah, make then yeah, so then everybody has, you know, has them. This is kind of, you know, yeah, so and the Lamrim, you know, it says in the end, the conclusions. So now on we will remember that whether you're teaching, listening, so so that's why dedications. So now we understand reading Lamrim in the end what we do, so that's what we dedicate, okay? So there is there any merit that we've been creating, you know, like reading, you know, this precious, you know, teachings, you know, liberated, I think, like many beings, you know. So since the word Lamrim was found by Lama Atisha in Tibet, since then, so many people in that part of the world been liberated, you know, so. Many been liberated. No, many been liberated. Not that long ago, from these teachings. No, from these teachings, many been liberated. So fortunate. No, so fortunate to have this opportunity. You know, to read that same teachings that been, you know, practices by all these, you know, great masters who's been liberated from this, you know, precious teachings. So. And having this opportunity, the same book, the same word, able to read, you know, so fortunate. And so, like, it's kind of mind-blowing how that karma has been created. It's hard to understand. Mm-hmm. So there's something to feel good about that. So there is, the merit has been created by, you know, reading this again in this life, you know, again. So I firmly believe there's been karma has been created. So reading this precious teaching again, in this life, one more time. One more time. So maybe the marriage has been created. So that marriage will dedicate to, you know, to benefit each other. Okay, benefit each other, all of us, you know, to actualize entire loving path as the best as possible in this life, you know, to then benefit the limitless number of sentient beings who desperately need, you know, help. Throughout the world, we dedicate our marriage for that.
Should we do our dedications now or after we do our discussion?
Yeah, usually we do after discussions.
Yeah,
that's fine. Do. Pamasim Dada Shinji Tisunanda Yasunji Shinji Yasunanda Nenja Olo Zanto Mayanda 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 Thank you for coming to class. Thank you. Then we'll enjoy our discussion, okay?